Proclamation number 7969 of 16th of August, 1961. The redeeming power of love. Every human being contributes to the redemption of the spiritual who lives in love, for he will also constantly radiate love to his surroundings, be it fellow human beings or also the spiritual which is still bound in form, which feels every irradiation of love beneficially and also matures because it gives up resistance, which love always achieves. For love is a power that does not remain without effect. Love awakens reciprocal love, and people and animals will gladly join those who radiate love. It can therefore also be deliberate missionary work. That is, conscious vineyard work. Can only be carried out successfully if love is the impetus for it, otherwise the redeeming of souls is called into question, because love alone has redeeming strength. People must recognize the spiritual hardship and want to remedy it. They must know that help must be brought to the souls which are still unredeemed, be it on earth or in the beyond, and love must impel them to carry out conscious redemptive work. Then their work in the vineyard of the Lord will also be blessed. But if a person lives in love, if his way of life is a continuous activity of love, then he unconsciously does redeeming work. He spiritualizes himself, thus all his spiritual substances, and places his soul into the state of maturity which is the purpose and aim of his earthly life. But he also contributes towards the spiritual maturing of those who dwell in his surroundings, for they, too, cannot resist the irradiation of love in the long run if an open counteraction is not recognizable through people who are in bondage to God's adversary. But even these will withdraw because they are no match for the weapon of love. Yet where love determines a person's way of life, there can never be a relapse into the abyss, for love urges towards eternal love. Love is the divine in the human being which can never remain without effect, and this effect always signifies redemption of the immature spiritual, irrespective of whether it is on and in the human being himself or also in his surroundings, which also includes souls in the beyond which, attracted by the strength of love, stay close to him and likewise feel the flow of love as strength. A person who lives in love is recognizable to those souls through his light radiation, and he is therefore constantly surrounded by such souls who want to escape from darkness. This will also make the light of love effective. They receive strength which again helps them to also be active on other souls by also seeking to snatch them from darkness. What they feel charitably they also want to impart to other souls who are in the same need. And thus the Redeemer's work is unconsciously done only through a life of love. However, it is good if people know about this and also consciously want to participate in this Redeemer's work by giving themselves to their God and Father and appeal to Him for His blessing. That they also offer themselves to Him to be active in His vineyard according to His will. And a life of love will also result in increased spiritual knowledge for the human being. His thinking will be guided correctly. The human being will take care of those who are still in the bonds of sin, who have little or no faith and whose hardship he can recognize. If he now consciously places himself at God's service, that he is active as a proclaimer of the gospel, of the divine teaching of love, then God's blessing will also be assured to him. He will fulfill his earthly task. He will do successful work as a laborer in God's vineyard. And this success will always be in accordance with the degree of love which fills him, because love is the redeeming strength, because love also banishes the adversary who flees it, because it is divine emanation. Amen.